Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Flipside Light Tuesday's edition with your host, Joe Montaldo. Hope you all have been enjoying the day. It's been started out as a rainy day, but ended up as a beautiful day down here. I know there's a lot going on in the world news, and we got to really jump into it quite quick. I know everyone who was listening last night heard Lily and I talk some about this, and then we got a little distracted with some other topics, but regardless, first off, we're going to touch on the Manchester stuff. A lot going on there. Here is a concert going on. At the end of the concert, they blow themselves up only because they couldn't get in the concert. If they could have got in the concert, they would have blown themselves up. This is something you're going to probably start seeing happen in the United States because the terrorists really never thought about it. But, you know, I've said this on the air before. There were much better targets than, say, like the Twin Towers. It's much softer targets with much larger populations. And if they're going to start hitting the conferences, the only good thing I can see out of this is if they start hitting the tours and the circuits, that eventually they'll quit having them and we won't have all these crazy-ass liberal Hollywood stars running around like maniacs. Really, I've seen a lot of reaction by the Hollywood stars about this, but I haven't heard any of them talking about heightened security for their concerts or around their concerts. You know, it only take one or two of these to happen in the United States, and the concert scene will pretty much end after that. It'll pretty much be done and over with. So this is something we need to jump on early, get ahead of it before it starts happening. I really start cracking down at the conferences, at the concerts. But it's already a bitch to go to concert now. You got to go through metal detectors. You can't bring any booze. I mean, it kind of takes away from the concert itself, doesn't it? If every time you got to go to a concert, you got to go through, it's like getting on an airplane. It kind of defeats the purpose of going to a concert. And you know, a lot of people want to smoke weed at concerts. They want to drink at concerts. If all you can rely on is the stuff you have to buy inside the doors, they're going to bankrupt you. It's a scam. And then, of course, if there's all this danger going on, no one's going to go anyway. We're just going to be like, well, we'll just watch you on MTV or on YouTube or one of the other venues that we watch internet on now. I mean, what we watch music on. This is a dangerous precedent. I was wondering when something like this was going to happen. Now we've seen it happen. I think you'll start seeing more of this because this is a real terror here. You know, running buses in the crowds and all is one thing, and dinners and places, but you know, taking out concerts, groups of people at concerts, really hit home. And you know what? Since, like in this country, the millennials are so pro-Islam, it might wake their asses up some too. They start seeing their brethren get killed, they might wake the hell up. I'm just saying, millennials. I've seen how y'all voted in the last two elections, and you really don't understand what's going on in the world right now. But that's fine. Everybody, you know, it's why we always had the expression young and dumb. Eventually, everybody wakes up and moves on. You know, it's like when you hear a whole, 30, almost 40% of the Democratic Party is into socialism. I'm like, what? People, you're going backwards. How ignorant can you actually be? It tells you something, though. It tells you how ignorant the average Democrat really is. That they want liberalism or socialism, both of them do not work. They've been proven over and over and over and over. Socialism, of course, by far is the worst. But it's proven it don't work. All you got to do is look at Venezuela, Cuba. There's a whole host of countries that have it that just doesn't work. It's a failed government. It does not work. So now we got a full, almost half the Democratic Party, a third of our voters are into socialism. Do you know what happens if these fools ever take power? They'll bankrupt the country. It's like Bernie Sanders. Oh, everybody should get free college. Everybody should get free this. For what? What have they given? Okay. I know y'all remember Kennedy's speech and ask not what you can do for yourself, but what you can do for your country. That's a true statement. It's a privilege to live in the United States. We are the most advanced country on the planet by any means, the safest and most advanced. So it's a privilege to live here. And, you know, as children growing up in this country, you take it for granted. Everybody does because it's peaceful. It's a great place to live. There's very little violence in our country other than neighborhood violence and most of that. It's just choice more than it is anything else. So, I mean, we live in a great place, but we don't want to give anything back. Now we want free college and we want free tuition. We want free food. We want free apartments. Well, you do know communism didn't work, people. You don't remember the old Soviet Union? And, you know, even China had to switch to half its government as a democracy, half of its communist now. Everybody, oh, communist China, which is true. The upper echelon of government of China is communist, but the lower government isn't. It's a democracy. So even they realize that communism doesn't work, socialism doesn't work. But yet, somehow or another, these liberal colleges are teaching that it does. See, any teacher who teaches should be immediately suspended from class. Because they're teaching failed governments on things that do not work. And if they're going to teach this, then they need to teach, you know, go ahead and show the governments that did not make it and why they did that. But they're not going to do that because that hurts their argument on why everything should be free. And so you get free college. What is the kickback for the U.S.? What does the U.S. get out of you if you get free college? I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this like I've said 100 million times. If you want benefits in the United States, we should be like Israel. Everyone should be required to do 2 years in the armed forces. Everyone. In order to be a citizen and qualify for any citizen's benefits, you should be required to do 2 years in the military. That makes our whole entire country trained military. It gives a whole new sense of reality to a lot of these kids who are walking around in a daze. And we've got something to say, hey, look, we got something out of these people before we gave them nothing but free crap. I hate to tell you, I'm with Trump with cutting most of these projects back. Anytime 58% of America is on handouts, we got a problem. It should never be more than 10 or 15. It should never be more than 10% ever. 58% of America is on some type of handout from welfare to food stamps to something else. That's abusing the system. There's no way 54% of America needs to be on this. And if they do, then our government needs a serious shakedown like it just had. You know, I watch these people go on and on about, you know, I got to give the Democrats credit. Even though they lost 1,034 seats, the House, the Senate, and the White House, they act like they're the winners. Yeah, they act like they run the government and they're the only one. And, you know, first we found out that they illegally wiretapped Michael Flynn and he had to step down over it, which he's got a big lawsuit now. They were talking about that yesterday. Then we put out a special prosecutor to investigate this, and then we find out Michael Flynn has no documents and will be given no testimony. So therefore, the special prosecutor has no evidence at all for anything. Zilch. And if we're going to start assigning special prosecutors, I want one assigned to Hillary Clinton and Huma Aydin. There is no doubt that Huma is a traitor to this country, and Hillary was aware of it, and it needs to be dealt with. You don't go to Saudi Arabia and leave highly classified material sitting on a car seat for 6 hours. In an unlocked car in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, nobody checked it out. Yeah, sure they did. Yeah, no Muslim Kirks. This woman was raised by radical Muslims. Her brother, her mother, and her father worked for the Muslim Brotherhood and run one of the most radical Islam papers in the world. And we think she's okay. She was raised that way and somehow got to be Hillary Clinton's left-hand arm. Yeah, and then we found out she sent 600,000 emails to Anthony Weiner's computer, which some were classified, and no one's going to jail for any of this shit. Well, Weiner's going to jail, but he's going to jail for sexting, not for having classified material on his computer. I'm beginning to wonder if a security classification means shit anymore. If you're out there with a security class, all of y'all should just be like, well, look, you're not putting none of these people in jail. I know several people have already used this saying that, hey, we didn't know it was an accident, or like the guy who got 5 years for taking a picture on a submarine for something that's not near what Hillary Clinton did, and Hillary hasn't even been prosecuted. Yeah, so of course they had to let the guy off. You can't do that. Here you got a woman who had hundreds of classified emails going out to unclassified servers and lying in every way she can and didn't get in any trouble. Here's a guy who took a picture to send to his girlfriend and got 5 years. Yeah, something's really – ooh, our government really works correctly there. Mm-hmm, yep. That's what I'm saying. It's a hypocritical – liberals are the biggest hypocrites on the planet by far. You know, you hear them all the time. Oh, look how expensive it is for Trump to be going back and forth. Look. Did y'all forget we're paying for Barack Obama and Michelle while they're going around the world? We're supplying security on all these vacations. Why isn't the media talking about that? He's not even president anymore, and we're spending millions of dollars on him and her and security. Really? Come on now. Why aren't we talking about that? Yeah. Why aren't we talking about how Hillary lied about Benghazi and was busted? Why are we talking about all the things she did illegally? Why aren't we talking about Huma Aydin and what she's done illegally? Why is it nothing? The Democrats have done nothing wrong. Why does Lois Lerner and what's his name get a trial with no press or nothing because they're scared they're going to get killed? They did that much harm that they're scared they're going to get killed, and still no one's in jail. And you want to talk about the Trump administration? This is the Obama administration we're talking about, and they leak like a sieve. Even under Obama, they leak like a sieve, and I guess that's cute. There needs to be new rules when it comes to dealing with the press. When on request, a source should have to be identified. If you can't identify the source, then it's not real news. Because anybody can get up there and say, oh, my source said, my source said, my source said. It's like this source going around with the, oh, well, he told these two people to quit saying it. Neither one of them said that. There's no memo, there's no letter. Some source said it. It's like the other source that said about, oh, he gave out classified material at the meeting. Now we found that he didn't. These sources are doing damage to our country, and there's no recourse for them. And they're lies. If they were truths, it would be one thing, but they're not even truths. They're just somebody calling CNN, who CNN's paying these people, or NBC's paying these people, and they're just making shit up. Basically, it goes back to, you know, with what's his name reporting the Golden Showers after the CIA told him it wasn't real. I accidentally heard a list of Donald Trump's accomplishments as president the other day. He's already got Trump beat. I mean, he's already got Obama beat. His 4 months were busy in Obama's first year. And I don't hear the media talking about that at all. Oh, he's lazy president. He's this president. He's that president. No. Actually, he's doing quite a bit better job than Obama did. The country's already more stable than when Obama was president. The economy's doing better. The stock, everything is doing better since this guy took over. The Middle East loves this guy. The only person in Europe that doesn't like him is the idiot head of the EU who's a liberal. And the idiot of the mayor of London, who's another liberal idiot. The rest of Europe likes him. The rest of the world's following in suit. They're going conservative because the liberals have shit the planet yet again. That's the problem with liberals. They get stuck on this politically correctness, which is never correct. I don't know where they got this ignorance. It shows you the overall ignorance of this party, that they always think they're smarter, brighter than all the rest of you, and their way is the only way. And their way has failed every time they have taken power. Every time. Don't have to believe me. Just look at our history in the United States. Their party does not work. Their ideals do not work for this country. You can't go around telling people what they can believe and what they can't believe. And you can't force them to buy stuff from the government. It's just unconstitutional and it's not right. To Jennifer, I've just seen you writing in. I don't think Obama's going to have a legacy left. I don't think there will be any legacy of Obama. What is there going to be? I mean, as far as the two things that Michelle was famous for, they've already tore them down. Obamacare is done. And even if the Congress doesn't pass the other one, Obamacare is still done because the Democrats didn't do anything to ensure it would make it, knowing they were going to lose the House and the Senate because they didn't care. They're just going to use it as a ploy to scream at y'all. Look what these damn conservatives have done. No. Unfortunately, that's a liberal thing. Everything that is Obamacare, you can't blame on Trump. You have to blame on the liberals. From all the lies told, from I'm going to get to keep my doctor, my policies aren't going to change. None of what they said about that was true. It never worked like they said. It never was insurance. It was always catastrophic coverage. With the average deductible over $5,000, $6,000, that's not insurance. That's catastrophic coverage. The only time you're going to use that is if something bad goes wrong because that deductible is ridiculous. Dean, the average hospital visit for ER visits around $1,000, not $6,000. So you'd have to go six times. So you'd be $6,000, almost $7,000 in debt by the time your insurance kicked in. And then those policies were very didn't cover much to start off with. They were junk policies. Yeah, the government was basically screwing half the country. Oh, well, look, we put them all on insurance. No, you didn't. You put them on catastrophic coverage that doesn't do anything for them. And then you expected the youth of our country to foot the bill. What kind of sick bastard even thinks that way? It tells you how sick the Liberal Party actually is. They expected the youth of this country, the people we're supposed to be protecting and help out to make it in the world, to foot the bill for the old people, which is the government's job because they've been paying taxes all their lives. I'm just saying, guys, it's gotten ridiculous that we even allow this kind of behavior to go on. And frankly, the way the media is right now, if you look at NBC and CNN, there is no real media there whatsoever. That is all fake news. I haven't seen anything real come out of them. Every day it's a new revelation about Trump. It's not anything good he's done. Every newspaper and major media outlet in the country covered the Middle East. It was an outstanding victory for Trump. They thought he did a fabulous job. They thought everything that went on over there was fabulous. They thought he did a great job. They thought she did a great job. The whole thing is touted as a success. And all we hear from CNN and NBC is what? Oh, well, look, more Russian connections, even though there's no truth to any of it. They just keep trying to paint a picture. This, if anybody in this country is trying to fix an election or change politics, it's the liberal media. And I really think we need laws passed about this, or they need to be investigated. Because if we're going to investigate Russia for trying to fix, rig the election, then we got to look at the press. I mean, CNN and NBC, ABC and CBS did everything they could to make this election go for Hillary. Over 65 reporters giving her questions from two different news agencies, going everywhere they could, attacking Trump on everything. They started attacking Trump from the day one and have never stopped. Then they started attacking this kid. I've never seen a news media attack a kid, a president's kid before, for any kid for that matter. But they thought it just shows you how sick and dysfunctional they have become. And the only people even watch CNN or NBC are just whacked out liberals. CNN used to be a really good news media. Now it's just a whacking another piece of shit garbage leftist wing. And it's like watching Vox. It's like the Huffington Post of Vox. That's what CNN has become. It is basically the liberal Inquirer is what it is. It's just a garbage outlet now. And they all think they're too big to fail. But you know what? Under Trump, they're not too big to fail. And if I was them, I'd be watching out. And you know, it's every day. And see, it used to be they would do journalism to try to be the number one. Now they just try to cheat. It's attack this one, attack that one, make up these stories about this, make up these stories about that. CNN has been busted during the election. They were busted at least 40 times for outright lies. Not one time did they ever apologize. When Anderson Cooper got on TV and said all that stuff about the golden showers and then he was proven wrong, he never apologized. The other day when he said that about the guy would eat poop, he didn't apologize for it. He's become low class. I got to say, it's got to be an embarrassment to the Bilderbergs. I mean, his family is a high class family, and he's really become like an acquirer reporter. That's really what he's become, just low class. The fact that he's gay probably makes the Bilderbergs want to puke as it is. They've never been known to be pro anything along those lines. Usually those kind of families aren't. And I guarantee you, it's probably why they cut him out of his inheritance, because he's an embarrassment to the family. Well, you know, Bilderbergs, I can understand, because he's a Vanderbilt. I'm sorry, he's a Vanderbilt, not a Bilderberg. I can understand your pain. He's an embarrassment, not just to your family, but to our country. He has become, well, the gay liberal Inquirer reporter. There's nothing real left to him anymore. What do you mean you can't? Okay, idiot, whoever just wrote that, it doesn't matter what sex you are or what your sexual orientation is to be a reporter. It matters that you have integrity. That's all that matters. You can be gay, you can be straight, you can be female, you can be – it doesn't matter what color you are, just as long as you have integrity. That's the problem with today's news. There is no integrity in news anymore. There's no fact checking. There's no source checking. It's just, well, I have a source that said. I have a source that said. If you listen, if you really pay attention to the four major networks and you hear every time they said I have a source, that there is no security in the Pentagon or the White House. It's a joke. If all those sources are true, then it is a joke. It's not Trump's fault. He still ain't got rid of all of Obama. It'll take him another year to get rid of all of Obama's people. Remember, Obama had 8 years to fill all those White House seats, all those Pentagon seats. It takes time to replace all those people with people you like and can trust. We're a long ways from that. I just think Trump should just start putting people in jail. I really do. It's like one of the things that happened the other day, they asked two of the foreign ministers or two of the people who were sitting there, well, did you leak? And they said, well, no. Then the guy said it had to be one of your staffers then, right? And he said, well, probably. It needs to be hardcore penalties for this. It should be a minimum 10 years. Okay, if you're caught, it should be a minimum of 10 years and $100,000 in fines. We have to put a stop to this once and for all. I'm all for the press getting to the truth. I'm just not all for the press making up the truth. And that's what sources have become, a way to make up truths or half-truths. You know, I've been saying this for a long time. There is the real media and the fake media, but there's the real facts and the good facts. Liberals have always been known for good facts. They're not interested in real facts. They don't care if it's true or not, just as long as it sounds good. That's why they're the politically correct party. That's what got them in trouble. That's why they lost the House 6 years ago and then the Senate 4 years ago and haven't been able to get it back, because they just can't tell the truth. You know, on top of that, they come out of this election 1,034 seats down, losing any power they've had, and said, well, we don't need to change. We're the right party. But yet the progressive party that they're supposed to be couldn't even field a black person, a Hispanic person, or even a young person in the last election. Just all white people, old white people is all they could field. And they're supposed to be the progressive party. Guys, you know, I don't know when people became so ignorant that they don't understand actions speak louder than words. You listen to these parties, but they don't do what they're telling you. The liberals are so far from what they're trying to tell you that it's not even funny. They are the Wall Street and media party. They are exactly what they used to bitch about the Republicans being 30 years ago is what they have become. They are the Wall Street media party. You can't deny that they're by far tied into the media far more than any of the other parties are. And under the last president, they became the Wall Street party. So the party that's supposed to be the progressive and good party to keep the Republicans in check have become, well, the old Republican Party. And the old Republican Party has become, I don't know what they've become, but they're not really Republicans anymore. I can tell you that much. They've become something else. Especially when you see how many what they put up for candidates in this last election, makes you realize that they're really trying to change their overall, the way their party looks and acts. I don't know. I'm not either one. I'm an independent. I'm a middleist. I'm a centralist. I'm not a big fan of either party. I don't think any party's really shown me where they've done that good of a job. I've seen where the Democrats have done well in the past. I've seen where the Republicans have done well in the past. The last two presidents, Bush and Trump, both sucked. Bush and Obama both sucked. So I'm hoping that Trump can turn this mess around and really, you know, move us in the right direction. Because frankly, right now, we're moving upwards. Think about this, though. The biggest growth we had under Obama in his whole 8 years was 1.3%. We've already almost at 2% under Trump. They're forecasting 4 or 5% under Trump. It tells you how much more the country feels comfortable with a businessman running the country than, well, a moron. Middle East loves the guy. Europe loves the guy. Even the Indian president. And remember all that stuff about the Australian president? Oh, he said this. And then the Australian guy got on TV and said none of that was true. That's the same thing like when they said that they gave away Russian information, the media got on TV. Neither one of these times has the media apologized for those, and those were lies. Those were lies to try to get you to think something about Trump. If this media is not trying to sway your opinion to try to get this president impeached, then they're not doing anything. We have a media that's anti-American, anti-president. If it's not a liberal president, they're not going to stop. So I say, since the Republicans have parties, there needs to be new laws passed dealing with the press and sources. Anytime a source is released, I think if the White House requests, it has to be told to them because it's a matter of national security. If it's not, the reporter and the owner of whatever agency it is should be arrested immediately and held in contempt of the White House and Congress until such a time that they reveal the information. All of that is quite legal, and that's the way it should be handled. Oh, yeah, the media will get all beside itself. I'm sure they'll be, oh, he's trying to stifle free speech. No, we're just trying to get to real speech. Not hate speech, not fake speech, but real speech. Because I got to say, anytime I turn on the news right now, about 80% of everything I hear is just bullshit. It's garbage. It's half-truths. It's no-truths. And that's all you hear anymore, half-truths, no-truths. It's like – it's really sad that we've come – our country's fallen this far in such a little time. It really just is kind of, I don't care about real people from commercials speaking out. But anyway, some more news to get through right quick so we can get out of here, because following up next is Discovery Paranormal with Michael Angley, followed by Voice of the People with Gregory Miller. Let's see. I heard the Democrats blaming Trump for what happened and the bombing. How ignorant are you? First off, you morons, Trump is not the guy who created ISIS. That's Obama. Remember the guy who called him the J-Team? So anytime anyone's killed by ISIS, there's only one person to blame. That's Obama for letting them become a terrorist organization. It's a real simply cut dry thing. There's nothing Trump could have done or had anything to do with what happened in London. And then there's that idiot London mayor saying that, well, this is a new world and we got to get used to terrorism. Really? He should be thrown out of office. If this was in the United States, he'd already be thrown out of office for saying something like that. Even liberals would be like, yeah, you're ignorant. A lot going on in the healthcare negotiations. Been hearing all kind of stuff on it. I hear lots of changes coming, which means it'll probably go back to the House if it gets through the Senate. So keep your fingers crossed on that eventually. Hopefully they'll get all of that worked out. Again, more articles on how well Trump did in the Middle East. Here we go. Bloomberg. You know, this is going to be anti-Trump because it's Bloomberg. Trump blamed for job losses as India tech workers face cuts. You know what? And that's supposed to do what for us? That should make y'all feel good, because you know what that means? The jobs are coming back to America. These $10 and $15 an hour answering phone jobs are coming back to America. So all you hamburger flippers who want $15 an hour can now get it without having to get minimum wage ways. Another plus. See, that just says he's doing his job. Bloomberg is trying to make that into something bad when, in fact, that is actually something good. That means that these companies are stopping sending jobs overseas and bringing them home. America should be 100% employed. It should actually be a rule that unemployment has to be below 2% for you to take your job or your companies outside the U.S. looking for help. You know, it's got to come a time where Americans come first. Okay. Texas police officer allegedly punches a 14-year-old girl in graphic video. It's a pretty graphic video. You can't see what started it, but it is interesting video. I will post it to News on the Flip Side later when I get a chance. For some reason, Facebook must be doing updates or doing some shit, because it won't let me on any of my outside – other than my personal pages, it won't let me on any pages. So as soon as it does, I'll change that out. Virginia woman, xenophobic tirade against Latino man caught on camera. That was pretty good. You should watch it. She's a nutcase. Did Russians target Democratic voters with Kushner's help? No, that's already been disproved. Of course, you can watch my idiot mayor in New Orleans give his speech about the end of the Confederate monuments. That's not going away either. All that's doing is creating hate inside a city that didn't have any before this. New Orleans, as far as racial tensions went, was one of the very few cities in the country that didn't have much in the way of racial tensions. Since this started, they're simply going on the uprising. They're just going to get worse, because regardless who you are, more than half the city doesn't think they should come down. Every poll taken in New Orleans, whether it's black or white, says the monuments should have been left alone. This is the mayor wants to make a name for herself. You know, the last mayor we had made a name for herself by calling it the Chocolate City and then going to jail for 10 years. This guy is actually worse. He's an outright racist. He's like Obama. He's a racist, but he's half white. I never did understand him kind of racist. It's like being racist against half yourself. It's just ignorant. But he is. His sister's Mary Landry. She used to be a Democratic senator who lost her job thanks to Obama. A lot of incumbent senators lost their job because of Obama, mainly because of Obamacare. You know, you keep hearing these senators touting Obamacare. They forgot how many of them lost their job in this last election because of Obamacare. It's like the Democrats just don't have any real sense left in their head. They keep putting these losers in charge, like Nancy Pelosi. They let the money run the party instead of what the people want. If they would run the party according to what the constituents wanted, it would be a party. But it's only about, you know, the people with the money and what they want. Now they're mocking Trump's Holocaust message. By the way, Trump was the first person to ever fly directly from Saudi Arabia to Israel. It's the first time it's ever happened. He's actually done quite a few first while he was over there. I've heard the Iranian president say good stuff about Trump, which amazes me. The Ayatollah said something about him that wasn't bad, amazing me. The Egyptian president said he's the guy that brings stability to the Middle East. The Israelis and the Pakistanis agree he can probably figure out how to bring peace to the Middle East. The Saudis love him. The Iraqis like him. So I'm thinking, okay, his Middle East thing is a hit. We know all the conservative governments in Europe like him. And you keep hearing about Russia and how Russia helped him out. And every time he turns around, he's smacking Russia in the face with something else. I'm just not sure. Here's another one. U.S. manufacturing soars to all-time high. Thank you, President Trump. See, these guys in politics have got to watch themselves. They're dismissing Trump here, dismissing Trump there. But everywhere he goes, everything is growing. Matter of fact, in the Palestinian deal, he's arranging a deal with Israel so that the Palestinians can make a large sum of money putting people to work in the neighborhood. Right off the bat, the man's already creating jobs in another country. But anyway, all the way across the board, the labor force is growing in the United States. It's already grown more under this president than it did the entire time Obama was president. That speaks volumes, people. Come on. It tells you that our country never had any faith in Obama. And if you looked at his policies, both domestic and abroad, there was a good reason why they all got voted out. They were basically anti-American. Let's see what this one says. Oh, let's see. This is a Puff Puff Host article somebody just sent me. Republicans and Democrats dismissed Trump's budget as dead on arrival. Yeah, we'll see. That's what y'all said about health care, and I see it made it through the House. When are these people going to learn that he ain't as easy to deter as you know? They think he's Obama. You cry and Obama just quits. This guy's not like that. All these stars writing notes about this terror attack just sound ignorant. Somebody cited for a sick terror attack tweet. And now there's something else we've been seeing a lot of in the United States. Man dies after brutal beatdown. People are going into 7-Elevens and convenience stores and getting beat up as they're going in and out. People are being attacked in the streets. People have been getting sucker punched in the face. There's been a lot of this violence going on around our country. And the more it happens, it's like the news don't like to report it because a lot of times it's black on white violence. So they don't like to report it. And because they know it's eventually going to make trouble down the line. And it will if it keeps up. But I don't think it's a racial thing as much as it is just a convenience thing, who just happens to be there when they decide to sucker punch somebody. But, you know, hitting old ladies? Come on, what kind of sick bastard punches an old lady? You know, just so you know, guys, if I'm ever anywhere and I see you punch an old lady, I'm going to probably drop you where you stand. Just know it ahead of time. I will probably drop you where you stand. So now they're saying that a U.S. attack on North Korea is imminent. If he keeps launching missiles, they are. And, you know, if Trump's going to probably go to South Korea this year. If he goes to South Korea and Kim Jong launches a missile while he's there, we will shoot it down and consider that an act of war. If the president's current when it happens, we will shoot the missile down and we will consider it an act of war. Let's see. Oh, and then we had to listen to the star last night. What was her name? Ariana. I'm brokey now after this has happened. Sweetie, so you know you were broken before this happened. I just thought I'd tell you that. Don't act like you weren't broke ahead of time. You were already broke. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, that's all good. That's all good. The U.S. is finally telling the public who overstays their visas and must, and it's not the most, and it's not Mexicans. It doesn't matter. We're throwing everybody out. Keisha, I haven't been paying attention. We're not just throwing out South Americans out of the country. If you're here illegal, we get ready to send back a bunch of Haitians, but we're also sending back Chinese, Russians, people from Europe. Be amazed how many people are in our country illegally. That 14 million wasn't even close. It's more like 26 or 28 million illegals in this country, and they're from all over the damn place. It's time to send them back. Let's see. Department of Homeland Security said nearly 700,000 people overstayed their visas in 2016 alone. Yeah, I think it might be a little time to be cracking down on some of this stuff. Single-payer health plan could cost $400 billion to implement in California. Cali, y'all are headed to the door. I see y'all are going to bankruptcy. You're in the middle of a revolution over there because you want to charge 12 cents on every gallon of gas. Your state is like, get out of here. Y'all have lost your mind. Finally, California's waking up. They said there might even be some Republicans take seats this time around because what the Democrats were doing in the U.S., now they're doing in Cali because they can't do it anywhere else. And the Californians are like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute here. Oh, look at the Huffington Post is upset because Trump said Duterte was doing a good job killing off the people in the Philippines, drug lords. Oh, now look, first human ancestor came from Europe, not Africa. 7-million-year-old fossil indicates. Mm-hmm. What about them two they found in South America that are that old? Oh, we don't want to talk about that. That doesn't jive with current theory. I forgot. Yeah, our government has gotten a little on the – I mean, our scientists have gotten a little on – if it doesn't fit their current theory, they don't want to talk about it. It's but at least they took it out of Africa. It's about time. See, there's a real problem here for these idiot scientists, and I don't know why they can't admit it. The genealogists, the people who do gene research said the same thing. It's impossible for our species to have come from two people. The amount of flaws would be outrageous. It's like inbreeding. If you inbreed too much, half of the children born are retarded or have some kind of problems. The other half may be brilliant, but the other half isn't. Well, if you look around at our society, we got some idiots, but out of the 7,300,000,000 of us, for the most part, it's everyday or average everyday people, which means it's not a heavy amount of inbreeding because you would see a different society than the one you see today, which rules out we came from one source of DNA. Science has already ruled out. Why, when you listen to these people talk about evolution, they always want to tie you back to one set of parents is beyond me. What really happened, dear ladies and gentlemen, if there was no other interference, if God didn't put us here and aliens didn't put us here and panspermia is the way we became, what happened is man probably evolved. We know that there was Cro-Magnon. We know there was Neanderthal. We know there was a couple other types of men. More than likely, 5, 6, 7 different types of these people emerged all around the planet, Africa, Europe, South America, America, and eventually – they all met up with each other and started interbreeding. They think that we bred the Neanderthals out of existence, not kill them. They think we brought them out. And the thing of it is, we probably needed segments from each one of these populations to make us the healthy population we are today. But if we'd have came from two parents in Africa, we'd have never made it out of there. First off, there are no real surviving apes living on the plains of Africa. The bamboos, whichamacallits, cross it from time to time, but most of them stay in the jungle or the woods. They don't get out in the open fields and open terrain of the African safaris because they're going to get killed by lions and tigers and other things. Even though they can see above the grass, they're still not as fast as a lion, a cheetah, or a tiger. You always had to kind of wonder, and I made that argument many times. I'm like, well, how do they survive living on a safari on African plains? I said, it just doesn't make any sense. In open plain format, they just it just didn't. It looks like now that they found deposits in South Africa and Africa, they found deposits in Europe and the Americas. It does look like there was probably four or five types of humanoids on this planet, and eventually they all interbred with each other that created a healthy population that's here today. Don't worry, I'll be justified. There's a lot of things I said in the past, like snowing on Mars, raining on Mars, water on Mars, life on Mars, that are all been justified. Well, the life on Mars hasn't, but it's the next thing on my list. And this amazes me. Everything I've ever said about Mars has come to be true. And fortunately for me, I've got 20 years of archives talking about it long before any of these things, going all the way back to Vikings. So the thing of it is, I'm just an idiot person who can figure this out. Why can't mainstream science figure it out? Science figured out that the ice caps shrank and grew. How come they didn't figure out that there was snowing? How do they think the ice caps were being replenished? And if there's snow, there's obviously going to be times when it turns into water and becomes liquid. It wasn't a real hard thing to figure out, but for some reason, science just had a hard time with it and still having a hard day. Even today, they don't want to admit that there's liquid water on Mars, even though we know there is now, because we've seen areas that definitely were liquid. They don't want to admit. And now NASA's having to say some of this stuff might actually be fossils we're seeing on Mars. Recently some things have been found that are really hard to say that there are rocks. Oh, and one more thing before we get out of here. A solar eclipse will be visible across the entire U.S. for the first time in 99 years. So get out there. Be sure to check it out. Here, let me see if I can find out what day it is for y'all. It's going to be on August 21st. Last time we had one like this was in 1918. So almost 100 years. Get out there. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Don't look at the sunlight, guys. Y'all know how to look at them. So get you some blinders and check it all out. Solar eclipses are always cool as hell to watch. Just make sure you're wearing some kind of protective eye covering when you do it. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here so I can turn this over to Michael Engley here in just a few minutes in Discovery Paranormal. I hope y'all enjoyed the show and the rants about Uncle Humpty Trumpty and whatever else out there we were talking about tonight. Tomorrow night, you will be the contactee special will be continuing. I think it's contactee number 8, Nadine Lelinch, is going to be on tomorrow night. So be sure to come check it out. And followed by that is Conspiratorial. And of course, followed by that is Spaced Out Radio. Good night, everybody.